Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I know you're getting a huge response, Barry Lenehan, to the series of reports into the Kerry mental health scandal, and you're back with us again this evening for another one, because families affected by the South Kerry child mental health scandal claim they've yet to receive any compensation from the state over 6 months since the government promised an upfront payment to help with urgent medical costs. Separately, the HSE is considering whether to initiate a full investigation into prescribing and diagnostic practices at the neighbouring North Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service. It's after this programme revealed how the controversy engulfs more patients and doctors over a wider time span than initially feared. As I say, Barry Lenehan is once again with me after looking into this. Why, or what are the significant developments, Barry, you brought us on this controversy this week? Give us a summary.
Yes, so up to now it had been thought this controversy was largely confined to one junior doctor who worked for South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, or CAMHS, between 2016 and 20, a junior doctor who also practiced Botox. A HSE commissioned review earlier this year, the Maskey Review, found how significant harm was caused to at least 46 children after they were given dangerously excessive doses of medication, up to five drugs simultaneously, including powerful antipsychotics, 227 children exposed to the risk of significant harm. However, on Tuesday, we revealed how this controversy extends beyond one doctor in South Kerry, instead encompassing two further doctors who worked for North Kerry CAMHS, a separate service, between 2016 and 20. The HSE apologised to families of their patients who'd been misdiagnosed and overprescribed. And on Wednesday, we reported how red flags were first raised about prescribing practices in North Kerry as far back as 2010. 6 years before the junior doctor at the heart of all this heretofore entered the service. In one case, North Kerry CAMHS was advised to take a 9-year-old boy off heavy antipsychotic medication. Instead, he was prescribed the powerful drug 42 times over the next 5 years with severe side effects. He ultimately had no mental health disorder. And former patients of North Kerry CAMHS, they shared their stories with us this week.
I was on multiple antipsychotics, multiple antidepressants, medication to help me sleep. I was diagnosed and undiagnosed with every kind of mental illness you can think of without having any tests done. So one day I'd have something, the next day they'd switch to me having something else. I put on 7 stone. I developed tremors in my hand, in my both my hands, which I still have, not as bad, but they're still there. I had absent menstrual cycles, I had tachycardia, I had so many different things.
I was getting heart palpitations, I was fainting, I was showing abnormal rhythm on an ECG. The palpitations, I was getting chest pains, I was getting flutters, I was getting shocks. It kind of felt that my heart was going to come out of my chest. I was very aggressive, I was fighting all around me at home. Nobody wants to see their loved ones lose out in their teenage years. I lost out on 8 years of my life at the hands of a service that should have been looking out for me, but ultimately, it failed me.
Now, there is an investigation ongoing, but we've heard calls this week, Barry, for a deeper investigation into North Kerry CAMHS than the one underway at the moment. So what is the latest there?
Yeah, the HSE currently trawling through thousands of records in North Kerry. First of all, to identify cases where the junior doctor at the centre of the Maskey Review may have been involved, could be up to 30 further cases there. There's also a sample audit of 50 random files from the service, and HSE figures have intimated this process is taking longer than expected. It should be completed by the end of next month, but a fuller and more thorough investigation is not being ruled out by those I've spoken to with the knowledge of this at this stage.
So what of the families in South Kerry then? They were promised some initial compensation, and that a redress scheme would also be established. That's what they were told. So what is the latest?
Yeah, last April, the Minister of State for Mental Health, Mary Butler, announced a non-adversarial redress scheme, this still being finalised. However, families say from their experience so far, they don't trust it will be non-adversarial. The government also announced in April an initial compensation payment of €5,000 upfront to families, and in August, a further payment of €10,000 to help those struggling families with the cost of treatment in the wake of the dangerous prescribing whilst the redress scheme was being set up. However, families claim they've signed up to the compensation scheme but have yet to receive any money. Maurice O'Connell is of the South Kerry Family Support Group. His son Jason was given heavy amounts of the antipsychotic risperidone.
Nobody has received any compensation or any help from the government. Nobody has received nothing. And families now are getting very frustrated. We're getting disillusioned with the government. And we feel that the government has taught us a lot of mistruths.
So essentially, you're under the impression that you would have a €10,000 upfront payment by now. This is what was announced in August, per se. But this money still not forthcoming. And this is having an impact on the families who've been affected by this controversy.
It's having a huge impact because families are at their wits' end because they're trying to get services for their children. And instead of going on a waiting list, they're trying to go privately. And they were depending on that money to pay for the therapy that the children need. But as yet, nothing has come to fruition with the €10,000. And a lot of families now also are going to the food banks and to St. Vincent de Paul. And they're absolutely angered and frustrated with the government. And they will not engage with us for some reason.
What of the larger redress scheme that is being established? Do you have faith in that, given the issues you've outlined there in terms of getting this upfront payment?
As I said in previous interviews with you, Barry, I'm very, very wary of the redress scheme. And I believe because of the mess up with the 10,000, if they can't handle that, how are they going to handle a redress? And I also believe that the families should have been involved in the terms of reference as well as the planning of the redress, because the only ones that know what they've gone through and what they need are their families themselves, not the state's claims agency. The families have suffered as well as the children with violence towards their person, damage to their houses, up all night watching Suicide Watch. They have no idea what we have gone through, and we had no input at all into this. So from my point of view, I don't think that the redress will work if they can't even handle this 10,000 payment.
We've carried information on the programme this week in relation to CAMHS in North Kerry, with indications that red flags are raised about the overprescription and misdiagnosis of children there as far back as 2010 and 2016. What is your reaction to that? That this controversy could actually extend deeper, both in terms of personnel and years, than initially feared?
I believe it's going on a lot longer. I reckon it's going on 2 decades, at least, if not further back. And I believe that this is not just for North or South Kerry. I believe this is all over Ireland.
How's Jason now?
Jason, he won't go to school. We're trying to get services. He's just stays in his room most of the time, or the sitting room. He doesn't interact with anybody, and he seems to be on a downward spiral. And we're really looking for resources and help for him, that we are trying to get the services without the money that the minister promised us, which is detrimental to the child as well as the other siblings in the house. He's still feeling the impact of it. This could go on for the next 20 years with our children. We have no idea what damage they have done.
And that's Maurice O'Connell in South Kerry. What is the State Claims Agency saying about this, Barry?
Yeah, it insists the payments are forthcoming. 121 applications made to the compensation scheme already. It says initial payments of the 5,000 being processed, the 10,000 started in recent days. It also says families can receive monies on behalf of their child. This had been of concern for those affected. However, it's unclear whether families will receive compensation for harm they've incurred, including physical attacks by children who'd been overprescribed the dangerous medication.
And the Department of Health?
Well, the Sinn Féin mental health spokesperson Mark Ward, he has asked the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly in recent days to meet the families to discuss their concerns as outlined. However, he was told that the Minister's diary was full and therefore couldn't facilitate a meeting. The Department of Health, meanwhile, says it would not be appropriate to comment on the state's compensation scheme's specific details, but that the priority is there for the Minister and the Department to address the concerns of affected families. In relation to claims this issue is more widespread, it says that a full audit of prescribing practices of CAMHS nationwide is currently underway and that a final report is being prepared. It's progressing apace. In relation to the revelations we had this week on North Kerry, it points to the sample audit underway at the moment, awaiting the outcome of that. And Minister Mary Butler says she's satisfied with the measures underway at the moment to get to the bottom of the issue there, and that the priority is to ensure that the necessary supports continue for all the children and young people affected by this scandal.
And you've been in touch finally with An Chéad de Síochána.
Yes, it's believed Gardaí have received up to 20 complaints from families affected by the South Kerry CAMHS scandal, and that they've been in touch with all those families. And a spokesperson for An Chéad de Síochána saying this evening that a criminal investigation has not been initiated to date. However, legal advice is awaited on the matter following the submission of assessment documentation, and this will determine the next steps.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in Barry's report, support is available at rte.ie/helplines.